And we welcome you back to Chase County High School. Once again, Michael Deeker alongside Tega Dragoon. Starting lineups just about ready to be announced. This nice crowd, of course, it's King and Queen of Court tonight.
Yeah.
For the Bulldogs. That will be happening at halftime of this boys' game. But like I said, Hartford snapping that 9-game losing streak there in that 7th-place ball game. A 3-point shot just shy of the buzzer by Allie Smith, propelling them to 3-11. Of course, they did not play on Tuesday, that game being postponed with Wichita Classical to next Thursday. And then they'll have Linden right after that next Friday. So that is two tough back-to-back contests.
Yeah.
For this Hartford Jaguars team. Of course, Wichita Classical, a state qualifier last year before bowing out to the Opie Eagles down there at Wichita Capen in the first round of state that was played off-site right there. So we've got Tag Rowe came over here pregame wanting to rate the handshake. It was more of a foot shake there with Aiden Eidman. But really getting involved with the broadcast. You really don't see that right here. Tagan's giving him 8.5. But Rhett Rayer over there, he's giving Doc Holliday and Tombstone a run for his money with that mustache. That is great.
I need to write that down on.
That's 11.5 there, Rhett. I ain't your buddy, guy.
I'm gonna have to get him a scorecard as well. Yes. I'm gonna have to rate that a 13 from a guy with a big old beard since he was in 6th grade. Respect, sir. A lot of respect.
So we're having fun over
it's
here.
It's a great time.
Ready to get going. I love the involvement by these kids.
Absolutely.
Coming over, you know, in warm-ups, taking time to, hey, you know, Tag just saying, hey, you rate handshakes? Well, not before, but that's an excellent segue.
You know,
right here. That's great bench right there. Obviously, Aiden Eidman out with that torn ACL. That's really been a huge loss for Cade Witt. That injury happening towards the tail end of football season, losing him, you know, through the rest of the season. You know, there's Tag Rowe even talking some smack on Allie Smith saying, hey, where's your guys' handshakes? So the opening tip will be Colin Monahan. You're getting a late start over Pax Vogel. So it'll be Monahan versus Shade and Soul. Tip in the air in one of the hands of Tag Rowe. So Chase County will have the first offensive set of the ball game. Over here on the left side to Cothers. Pick up his dribble, go to Rayer. Rayer going along the perimeter against a man-to-man defense. Up top to Grow. Grow looking to attack. Up top to Schroer. Schroer to the elbow, now block. Puts up the shot, but before he does, he's unable to maintain a pivot foot, and he travels. Early turnover against the Chase County Bulldogs.
And, you know, Hartford, not only are they effective down low offensively, but they have a good presence down low defensively. They're really able to speed teams up when they want to. We just saw that there.
Shade and Soul, nice dribble drive off the block, on the window is good.
Good transition there. Everybody gets set. Everybody gets ready. Allie Smith wasn't in any hurry to bring that one up. Just let his team kind of get into where they needed to be. And that's what you got to do. You got to play calm. Got to play collected.
Hartford in a 2-3 zone now. Inbound pass to Monahan. Turning faces. Bangs it off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped out. I think it's going to be last touched by the Jaguars. Actually, they're going to give it against Chase County, so Trey Torrens will inbound in front of his own bench.
Well,
you
mentioned it earlier in the girls' game. We're right next to the Hartford bench, and you could hear Colton Barrett right there saying, rebound the basketball. You know, don't leave it up to the officials on that one. Get the ball.
Nice drive there by Allie Smith, but he leaves it short. Rebound the Rhett Rayer. Up the court we go to Tag Road. Grow, left block, off the window, good. Our score, 2-2, 6:50 to play in the first quarter.
I mentioned Allie Smith, he's great when he kind of gets those jets turned on. The problem is he's not always very accurate. He tries that floater almost every single game, probably 50 times, and he probably only hits about half that.
Then Shaden Soul gets his pocket picked by Cooper Schroer. Up the court we go to Monahan. Monahan will be fouled in the lane, gets the shot to fall through, and he will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Monahan, the sophomore, coming up big in clutch moments. Takes the ball from the official, gives a few dribbles, bends his knees and fires, and the foul shot is good. 5-2 advantage for the home team, the Chase County Bulldogs, 6.5 to play in the first.
Well, and I think when you've got these two teams who are pretty evenly matched, as we mentioned, you know, you've got to make sure that every shot counts, and right there, starting off well from the foul line.
Torrens over to Smith up top. Gets the man-to-man defense. Now the Soul right wing. Calls for a ball screen. Duncan Baker will present one, but he goes the opposite way. Now on the right baseline. It's taken away by Cooper Schroer, but he's unable to handle it before he steps out of bounds.
Turnover for turnover.
It stays right here with the Jaguars.
You know, that's the good thing is when you've got somebody who's a little off balance, if they take it away from you, but they turn it right back over, cancels each other out, get second chance.
Sewell gets the inbound pass, and he converts from the left block.
And I was just about to say, you've got to make those second chance opportunities count. And right there, Shaden did, stayed in control, just banked it off the glass, nothing fancy.
Cooper Schroer up top, picks up his dribble, goes right wing to Dominic Cothers. Cothers will use his dribble, dribbling into the corner now before picking up his dribble. Now Rhett Rayer on the wing. Gets a ball screen from Monahan now in the corner to Crow. He'll drive baseline, gets it knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Is this a Lyon County League, Flint Hills League matchup? One of three going on tonight. Northern Heights taking on Madison. And, of course, the battle of the champions, Linden and Opie, taking place up in Linden tonight.
Tyson Bolson, I think, might have gotten away with a foul there as his hand came across the face of Tag Groh on that out-of-bounds play.
Nice dribble drive by Schroer, but unable to convert. Rebound to Torrance.
Hartford just kind of part of the Red Sea, or the Blue Sea, as it were, let him walk right in there, and he couldn't hit it. If they're going to give you that opening, you got to make it work.
Tag Groh steals it away from Allie Smith. Goes coast to coast. Tag Groh's got 4 points. Lead is 7-4, and he knocks the ball out of bounds on the inbound. He'll stay right here. Bolson, I believe. Nope. Bolson thought he was being substituted out, but senior Devin Smith into the contest for Duncan Baker. 5:08 to play in the first. 7-4, Chase County's lead. They defeated SEC on Tuesday night, 48-36. So, of course, Hartford defeated SEC 44-43 in that seventh-place game their last time out. Allie Smith on the wing in the corner of the sole. He'll drive left baseline, out of the block, throws up a shot.
Ooh.
But they're going to call a travel, though, waving it off. So saying he drug the foot on the drive.
That's the third turnover for the boys in blue so far.
Got the shot to fall, though.
Yeah.
Just an extra step in doing so. Rhett Rayer at the point, picked up in a man-to-man defense by Tyson Bolson. Now Groh, wing to left block, leaves it short on the layup, rebound to Bolson. Bolson picks up his dribble, trying to find an outlet pass, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Bolson. Nice play there by Tag Groh, getting them fits in the backcourt.
Yeah, he not only knocks the ball loose, he knows he's not going to be able to get it back before it rolls out of bounds. So what's he do? He swings his hand around, bounces it off the back of the knee of Bolson as it falls out. Bolson didn't even know what hit him.
Groh on the inbound, going to the right block to Colin Monahan. He'll be tied up on the shot. It's a foul, so he'll go to the line for two foul shots.
That's on Trey Torrens. Torrens has had some trouble down low here lately. He tries to get vertical and keep his hands straight up, but for some reason always kind of comes down and draws that contact.
Monahan, good on the first free throw. Torrens to the bench, that was his second foul, team second as well. Second one coming for Monahan. He bends his knees and fires. Good, nothing but net. It's a five-point advantage now for the Bulldogs. 9-4, 4.5 to play in the first.
Perfect from the foul line so far as Chase County. We saw in the girls' game how much of a difference that can make. You leave the door open if you miss a few of those free opportunities.
You're going to have an illegal screen. I believe they're going to catch Devin Smith on a moving screen. Actually, that'll be a Nolan Trester who subbed in during that last stoppage of play. That's the fourth turnover on the Hartford Jaguars. So Bolson back into the contest, subbing out the freshman Nolan Trester. That's the third team foul for Hartford.
Good guidance there from Colton Barrett, just saying, hey, shake it off, get over it, get on to the next one.
Cothers on a pick and roll to Monahan. Monahan skipping into the corner now to Rhett Rayer. Thought about a three, now up top to Groh. Groh down to the post to Schroer. Turn around, fires, banks it off the left block. And we're going to have a full timeout taken by Colton Barrett. His team trailing things 11-4 midway through this first quarter. We'll take a break with them. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. Harshman Construction, they have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And the Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank offering the convenience of internet and mobile banking. Visit them online at flinthillsbank.com.
We welcome you back to Chase County High School. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. Hartford trailing things 11-4, halfway through this first quarter. We'll see what adjustments were made during that full timeout taken by Colton Barrett. His team lacking some momentum here with Chase County off to a hot start, and they'll turn it over. Cooper Schroer fighting for it and going to be tied up with Tyson Bolson. It should go back to the Hartford Jaguars, and it does on the alternate possession.
Well, it's Shaden Soule and Allie Smith having a conversation there. Just trying to figure out what's going on that offensive end, as they did kind of get off to a good start, but since then it's kind of crumbled. After Allie missed that one layup in the lane, since then they've been kind of scoreless.
Soule on the right wing, up top to Baker. Now left side to Allie Smith. He'll think about a three. Now skip it right side to Bolson. We're going to have another legal screen. Bolson knocks down the three. He's frustrated. The foul will be against Shaden Soule. That's his first, team's fourth.
Yeah, Tyson just telling his guys, come on, we got to be better than that.
Actually calling on Devin Smith on that one, so that'll be Devin's first. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter, 11-4, Chase County's lead, and they're looking to add to it. Rowe, right side to Cothers. Cothers into Monahan, right baseline. He'll look to skip it right in front of us to tag Rowe. No depth perception to Tegan Trahoon as he about came out of his seat, and we have a turnover. Monahan unable to handle the pass into the hands of Devin Smith, and he tries to go up the court to Shaden Soule. The pass too strong, and it'll go back to the Bulldogs.
Hey, man, it looked like it was coming through his fingertips right at me. I had a flashback to the Flint Hills Optimus All-Star game a few years back where I saw some equipment get taken out at the front row.
But you were falling away. You weren't trying to protect that laptop. So, that was the start of the fall.
Laptops can be replaced. I'm one of a kind.
That was the start of the crumble for other station. Rhett Rayer on the offensive rebound. Now into Cooper Schroer. Now Monahan, left baseline jumper is good. Monahan off to a hot start. He leads the team with 7 points. Lead out to 9, 13-4. 2.5 to play in the first. Trester, right wing. Up top to Allie Smith. Man-to-man defense actually taken away by Tag Groh. Another steal for Groh. Groh going the other way. They're going to pick up Allie Smith on the block, yep, trying to get back on defense, defending that layup. That'll be Allie's first, team's fifth, into the foul line for two foul shots.
Credit to Allie to try and get in there and force the charge. But, you know, you got to understand, if you're still moving when he slams into you, that's going to be on you. Good job by Tag not to slow down his momentum, just keep going through. He knew he was going to get the trip to the line no matter what happened.
Great start from the foul line for the Chase County Bulldogs.
4 for 4.
Groh at the line for the second one. And there's the broadcaster's jinx.
That's on you this time, not me.
It's short by Groh, rebound the Bolson. 10-point lead for the Bulldogs, 14-4, 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Nolan Trester at the foul line. Now midline, picks up his dribble. Nice cut by Duncan Baker. A wide-open block shot is off the mark. Rebound to Schroer. Schroer up top to Rayer.
Something's a little out of whack down low, because you give Duncan Baker that shot 10 times, he knocks it down 10 times out of more often than not.
Rowe right wing. Now right block. Puts up a shot. They're going to call a travel.
Yeah, that's definitely the right call. He was trying to kind of create some sort of European pro step there on that right side, but instead of really kind of getting that momentum,
And then Nolan Trester trying to throw it in goes over the baseline, so it'll go right back to him. I thought, they could have had a case for Groh getting kind of a hip check on that drive. So, sometimes that old ball doesn't lie. So, right there. So, Chuck Seidel throws it to Tag Groh off his foot. So
we'll that one's on that Chuck.
We'll start that again. So,
well, 4 turnovers so far for Chase County after that last one by Tag. 7 for Hartford.
Groh goes up top to Dominic Cothers, 1:42 and counting. Now Groh on the right wing and a Monahan in the right corner. Monahan goes up top to Rayer. Left unattended, thought about a three. Now go left side to Cothers. Cothers picks up his dribble on the wing. Now up top to Groh. Groh into the post to Monahan. Kicked out to Rayer on the wing. Pump fake. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline is short. Rebound tipped around and going to be won by Soul on the far sideline. Now to Allie Smith. Trailing things by 10, 14-4. 1:20 and counting here to go in the first quarter. Allie at the point. Defending the man-to-man defense by Tag Groh. Right wing to Soul. Soul, right wing three. Well short. Rebound to Dominic Coffers.
That's just the first three-point attempt by Hartford here tonight.
Groh at midcourt with 1 minute to play.
I should say the first three-pointer that would have counted after Coffers. Bolson missed that three.
The Monahan back to Coffers on the wing. Up top to Rayer. Rayer skips it right wing. The Groh. Groh skips it back to Rayer left wing. He'll fire a three. Looks good.
Nice.
And it's good. Pistols firing for Rhett Rayer. His team out 17-4, 35 seconds to go in the opening quarter. I think Chase County's in the midst of a 11-0 run.
Yeah, and they've shot 54% from the field thus far.
And Allie Smith ends that drought. Nice dribble drive on the drive. And he will be fouled. The shot falls through. And he will go to the line for one more. Kind of caught Chase County hustling back on defense. So kind of like we said in the girls' contest, that is a point of emphasis that Colton Barrett needs to look at. Leaves the free throw short. Rebound to Monahan. 23 seconds and counting for Dominic Cothers at midcourt. Looks like they're going to hold for one final shot. Groh on the wing. Into the post to Schroer. Making me eat my own words. A Schroer will fire one up with 14 seconds to go. It's off the mark, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the foul line for two shots.
Chase County is doing a great job of just continuing momentum no matter what. You see a lot of players sometimes when they think a foul is coming, they'll pull off and actually stop the play and stop the momentum. Chase County, they're carrying it all the way through regardless if they get the basket or not.
Schroer knocks down the first one. Do we have a score update from Opie Linden? 16-12 Opie after one quarter.
Sounds like that's going to be a pretty tight one.
Second one on the lefty from Cooper Schroer. Good as well.
6 of 7 from the line here tonight.
Allie Smith trying to catch him in transition again. Throws up a shot. He'll be fouled. And he'll go to the line for two foul shots.
Allie again just a little bit out of control heading down that way. He gets a little overexcited. He turns on the Jets. And that's great. He beats everyone down there. But the problem is he doesn't slow his momentum when he tries to take that shot. And he usually forces it too hard.
Two foul shots for Smith in the air. Short. 19-6. Hartford trailing things. 9.5 seconds to go on the first.
Coach Barrett not happy with that miss by Allie. You might have been able to hear him in the background saying, come on. You've got to get it together.
Second one.
Good.
That time he collected himself to get it to fall. Trims the lead to 12 for Chase County. Dominic Cothers, right wing, up top to Groh. Long three at the buzzer is bricked off the left side, rebound to Baker. And that will conclude our first 8 minutes of play. Chase County leading things 19-7. Take a quick break and have second quarter action on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group, buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog teams success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs!
We welcome you back to Chase County High School. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. 19-7 we find ourselves. Chase County with the lead as we get set to begin the second quarter. Chase County will have possession. Monahan to inbound it at midcourt on the far sideline.
That 11-0 run really paid off in spades here for Chase County halfway through that first quarter, as that's built them this double-digit lead. And you got to think if they come out with that same momentum here in the second, they're going to probably stretch that to a pretty sizable deficit.
Nice backdoor cut by Cooper Schroer. Gets a nice feed from Bax Vogel, but leaves it short. On the block shot, rebound to Hartford. Allie Smith at the point, left side to Soule, left wing. Against the man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs, down the corner of the Baker. Baker will look inside, go up top to Devin Smith. Smith, pump fake to the elbow, now right block, off the window. Too strong, but offensive board to Shaden Soule. His putback off the glass and good.
Both teams shot 50% from the field in that first quarter, and both teams still shooting right around 50% here in the second.
Soule with 6 points to lead the way for the Jaguars, trimming their deficit to 10. And now Chase County in possession in the half court. Schroer puts it on the floor. Vogel will be tied up with it with Duncan Baker. And alternate possession will go to Hartford.
That'll go down as just the fifth turnover here for Chase County on the night. Still up by double figures with 10.
Shaden Soule on the inbound to Tyson Bolson. Bolson up the court. We go to Devin Smith. Devin Smith in front of Chase County's bench. He'll look to drive now on the wing. Up top to Bolson. Hartford trailing things 19-9, 6:50 to go in the half. Allie Smith to the elbow, backing down Tagro. Been kind of a nemesis to Allie Smith here in the first 9 minutes of play.
It was that 8.5 handshake, man. That's what it is.
Started right there. All started right there. Shaden Soule, right wing. Now foul line to the block. Picks up his dribble, gets a shot up, and it's rejected by Cooper Schroer. Up the court we go to Groh. Groh, nice pass to Rayard. Rayard's going to be fouled from behind, and he'll go to the line for two shots.
To be fair, that just wasn't a matchup that Shaden was going to win. He's giving up, arguably, I'd say, half a foot to Monahan. I mean,
pretty close.
Yeah,
pretty
close. That's just not a fair matchup.
Foul shot good by Rayer. That's the second foul on Duncan Baker. Team's seventh. Second attempt upcoming for Rayer.
My apologies. 7 of 8 overall from the foul line is Chase County here tonight.
Good.
Make it 8 of 9.
So Chase County, they're in that Linden sub-state to where, I mean, they're right now at like a 2 or 3 seed, and if they can maintain that, they might have an opportunity to maybe try and knock off Linden in that sub-state.
Cinderella story, man. Everybody's going to have one sometime. Why not be Chase County?
Hartford trailing things by 12 after the two made free throws by Rhett Rayer. 21-9 the score. 6:04 and counting in the half. Towards up top, now to Bolson. A lot of setting around right now on offense right now for the Jaguars. They're going to reset it up top to Allie Smith. Now right side to Bolson. Bolson on the wing. Get a ball screen from Trey Torrens. Torrens with the pick and roll. Send it into the mailman right there. Now it's Shaden Soule into Baker. Baker right block. Turns and faces, kicks it back out to Soule. Gets a ball screen from Baker. Soule, elbow to the block, off the glass and good. Shaden Soule really been attacking that Chase County defense on that dribble drive. He's got 8 to lead the way for the Jaguars.
And he was able to get around Pax Vogel pretty easily. Vogel not one to usually let someone walk around him like that.
Monahan up top to Pax Vogel. Vogel lob inside to Schroer. Schroer
lowers
his shoulder, and Allie Smith is the recipient. That'll be an offensive foul, and it'll go back to the Jaguars.
I think that one was maybe just a little bit of frustration as Schroer wasn't able to really find any wiggle room, and he'd kind of been establishing his dominance down low throughout the early half of this evening. A little bit of frustration, just lowered that shoulder. He was just trying to create an opportunity, and it went against him.
That'll be his second foul, team's third. And we have another baseline violation on the inbound by the Hartford Jaguars. They're second of the ballgame, and their 9th, 8th turnover overall.
I couldn't keep that pinky down, man. I was trying to keep that pinky down.
Inbound, deflected into the backcourt, recovered by Cawthers. His team leading things by 10, 21-11, 5:10 to play in the first half. Pax Vogel, left wing, thought about a three. Now to the elbow. Now foul line, right elbow. And he'll fire up a one-handed shot. And Baker will foul him. So that'll be Baker's third. Team's 8th. And 2 foul shots for the junior, Pax Vogel.
And again, Chase County shooting very well from the foul line. They're 8 of 9 overall. Pour a little salt over my shoulder and make sure I take away the broadcaster's jinx.
First one from Vogel. No good. Off the front of the rim.
My bad.
Devin Smith will substitute out Duncan Baker. So it's Devin Smith, Allie Smith, Shaden Soule, Trey Torrens, Nolan Tresser, the 5 on the floor for the Jaguars. Monahan, Schroer, Vogel, grow, and Cawthers, the five on the floor for the Bulldogs, as Vogel gets the foul shot to fall through. Chase County has doubled up the Jaguars, 22-11, 5 minutes to go in the half. Allie Smith in the front court against the man-to-man defense by the Hartford, by the Chase County Bulldogs. Trester puts it on the floor, and it's stolen away by Tag Groh. Groh having a heck of a defensive game. Groh now in the front court, now foul line. Now elbow, right baseline, bangs it off the side of the backboard. Rebound on the floor and won by Shaden Soule. Soule looking to push. Soule, errant shot, but into the hands of Nolan Trester on the offensive board. And they'll set up a half-court offense to Allie Smith. Allie Smith at the point. 4.5 to play now in the half. Torrance has it up top. We'll dribble to the right wing and hand it off to Shaden Soule. He'll be poke-checked by Cooper Schroer, and that'll be his third. Schroer awfully aggressive with the two fouls, so he'll have to come to the bench the remainder of the half, most likely with those three fouls. He'll be substituted out by Doc Holliday, Rhett Rayer. I can't get over that mustache. That is just a good mustache.
I'm going to get another scorecard made at halftime, and I'm going to have it say mustache.
Allie Smith with a turnover, picking up the catching the pass and didn't get a dribble down in time before that third foot came down.
I really wish you hadn't said that, because now every time he comes anywhere near us over here, that's all I can see is Doc Holliday.
It just stands out.
It does. It makes a statement.
Now to Cawthers. Cawthers on the wing. Now elbow. Nice cut by Colin Monahan, and he converts on the right block.
I think that actually caught Monahan a little bit off balance. I don't think he was expecting that pass to come, but he still made the best out of it.
Monahan leading the way for the Bulldogs with 9 points. Ooh. Dominic Cawthers goes into the scores table, nearly leaps it, but knocks it out of bounds. So a 13-point advantage for the Bulldogs, 24-11. 3:49 to play, and Torrens with the inbound. He'll go up to the middle of the Bolson, but before he does, Cawthers with the steal. Cawthers mid-lane, jumper, rims out, no good. Offensive board to Groh. His putback is off the mark, and he'll be fouled from behind. So he'll go back to the line for two foul shots.
Already 11 shots from the line here for Chase County on the night. This will be the 12th and 13th as free throws come in regardless of the foul here the rest of the way. That's the ninth on Hartford.
First one from Groh, rims out, no good. But just excellent energy here by Chase County that has allowed them to dictate this ball game here in the first 13 minutes of play.
They've really sped him up. There's no doubting that.
Second one by Groh is good. He's got 6 points. Largest lead of the night now for the Chase County Bulldogs, 25-11, 3:35 to go in the half. Allie Smith in the half court looking for a ball screen from Devin. He'll drive to the right block, be fouled, and he'll go to the line for two foul shots. Nice drive there by Allie Smith to draw that contact.
Very physical game thus far between these two teams.
That'll be the second on Tag Groh. Team's fifth. Two foul shots for Allie Smith. First one, no good. Does not get a friendly roll.
0-for-2 from the line are the Jaguars.
Allie Smith with like the sherbet colored shoes and
orange
sherbet on the socks.
I give that ensemble a 9.6.
Second foul shot good for Allie. He's got 4.
Am I just going to become like the new fashionista guy for Area Game of the Week?
Well, thankfully no one can see what you wear, so I think that it is okay.
Ouch.
Dominic Cawthers over to Rhett Rayer, left wing. Rayer up top, the Groh. I've got no room to talk.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Groh back
right,
to Rayer. Now to the left wing. Off
nice
the block
move.
And good for Rhett Rayer.
Yeah, no, Rhett did a great job again, just driving through the defenders, going right up for it. Again, Chase County, they're just not letting their momentum stop. They're carrying it to the basket no matter what.
I have a timeout taken by Colton Baird. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. 27-12. Chase County with the lead, 3:05 to play in the first half. But not the start that, of course, Colton Barrett wanted. I mean, that's just when you're 3-11, you're searching for some consistency. You hope you found it with, some momentum with that victory over SCC a week ago. But they're kind of beside themselves right here in the first half.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things of you get that big win, and then you kind of – sometimes teams will kind of just play a little too much off of that. And I think maybe Hartford was coming in just a little bit too hot and heavy coming off that win. But, you know, you got to get things back under control and just play like you know how to play.
You know, and we haven't mentioned it. You know, we mentioned in the girls' contest, but haven't yet to mention on the boys' side. You know, both these teams coming off, you know, back-to-back snow days.
Yeah.
And that, you know, could be very detrimental to teams trying to find rhythm. As we have a shot missed by Allie Smith. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Jaguars.
Again, Colton Barrett wanting his team to do a better job crashing the boards, but they're actually winning the rebound game 9-7 thus far. And they, out of the three offensive boards we've seen tonight, they have two of them.
Cothers, opposite block to Vogel. Vogel puts it on the floor, but he drugged the foot.
Yep.
And travel back to the Jaguars.
That's the seventh turnover for the Bulldogs thus far tonight. These referees, give them a lot of credit, man. They've been on top of things tonight.
It's Vogel can figure that. You figure his post moves out, and he will be unstoppable in the Flint Hills League. He's
absolutely
one of the tallest players in the Flint Hills League. He'd be the second tallest player in the Lyon County League behind Trevor Quain. He's about 6'6", but just does not have the total package yet together with his feet movement trying to create that space. Hartford in the half court, Allie Smith left unattended. He'll fire up a three in the face as Tagro comes in there late, and Allie Smith has a huge three for the Hartford Jaguars. And then Tyson Bolson with a foul at midcourt to Rhett Rare. That'll be his first, I believe, team's ninth.
That'll be their tenth.
Tenth, actually. Double bonus now for Rhett Rare.
Well, Tyson Bolson, you know, he's a very aggressive player, but sometimes he gets a little overly aggressive, a little overly excited, and it kind of shows there on the foul card as he gets a little pat on the back there by Coach Barrett, just telling him to get over it and move on. But still, you got to stay under control, especially when you get a big momentum boost like that three from Allie Smith.
Rhett Rayer knocks down the second one. You have a score update from Opie Linden, 22-14 at the half. Much to be expected. Sounds like a very physical contest between those two teams. 28-15 here, Chase County with the lead. 1:50 to go in the half. Allie Smith, left wing, left unattended, looks for back-to-back threes. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Offensive board going to be won by Tyson Bolson up at the top. Now in the corner of the Soul. Soul, get a ball screen from Devin Smith, not use it, drive baseline, tries throwing up a shot over Pax Vogel, and it's rejected. And then coming down the other end, Rhett Rayer stripped up by the signature at in front of his own bench, so it'll go back to the Jaguars.
Actually, no, I think he got tripped up by Devin Baker as they both – or Dylan – oh, I can't think straight for a second there. Devin Smith is what I meant to say. Thank you. Devin Smith, as he actually took a tumble and it just collided with him, accidental contact, and rolls out of bounds. Good call. No, good no call by the officials, I think.
Drive by Allie Smith is left short. Rebound to Chase County. Rhett Rayer on the wing now in the half court. Up top to Groh. Allie Smith fighting for the steal. Now to Groh. Now to Rayer. Now right side to Monahan. Monahan, lob inside, is going to be stolen away by Trey Torn. Saves it from going out of bounds. Up the court we go to Allie Smith. Smith looking to push. European pro step. Leaves it short. Offensive rebound won by Smith in the corner, but they're going to say Shaden Soule saving it from going out of bounds. His foot was on the baseline. So 55 seconds to go here in the first half. 28-15 our score. We have the Long Binaural Plaza halftime show here at the conclusion of the half. Try and visit with Ryan Thomas. His team victorious tonight, 40-26. Chase County trying to close out with some points. Monahan, right baseline, leaves it short. Rebound to Devin. Devin Smith, to Allie Smith now. 35 seconds and counting. Hartford trailing things by 13, 28-15. Nice dribble drive by Allie Smith, but he leaves it short. Bangs it off the bottom of the backboard. Rebound to Chase County. Monahan skips it. Hand initially touched, and Devin Smith's going to be tagged with a foul. Devin just wrong spot, wrong time, as Pax Vogel was right there. That'll be double bonus now for Pax Vogel. He split a pair earlier in the quarter. Looking to add to this 13-point lead. Vogel, first one, in the air. No good, rimming out. He's frustrated. Look to get a second one now. Tag Rowe will be substituted out by freshman Carson Schroer. 22.4 seconds to go in the half. Second foul shot from Vogel, nothing but net. 20 seconds now. 14-point deficit for the Jaguars. Need some positive momentum to head into the halftime locker room on this possession. Devin Smith, right side, gets it poked away by Vogel. Ball loose. Smith recovers it, and Allie Smith will be shoved by Dominic Cothers in the backcourt. That'll be the team's sixth. First on Cothers. So 7.8 seconds down the clock, and Bolson will inbound just to the right of his own bench. Bolson goes inside to Allie Smith. 6 seconds. Now 5 seconds at midcourt. 3 seconds. Now two. Allie Smith gets a ball screen. Fade away on the right wing. Oh, rims out. No heroics this time for Allie Smith at the buzzer. So 29-15, we find ourselves at halftime. Take a quick break. Tally your stats. Say hello to Ryan Thomas here on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show that is up next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you.